This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The new federal stimulus law will inject more than $100 million into Colorado's transportation systems. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
CDOT will receive about $130 million. That'll fund more than a dozen road construction and maintenance projects around the state. Transit will also get a boost. RTD, the state's largest transit agency, hasn't yet learned exactly how much it'll receive, but industry experts estimate it'll be around $200 million. That could go toward restoring service and preventing layoffs. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The Pikes Peak Summit House is officially closed as construction on a new complex continues. So for now, there are no facilities at the summit near Colorado Springs. The new Pikes Peak Summit complex is expected to open this spring. Plans are in the works to restore one of Pueblo's old school buildings. The Keating School closed in 2009. Now it's on both national and state historic registers. Inside the building is an auditorium for 600 people. Corrine Kaler heads the nonprofit managing a redevelopment project.
It is a beautiful theater. It has original light fixtures, the original seats, and so restoring that to its glory from the 1920s would be great.
The nonprofit is buying the property from the school district. Work on the building could get started late this year. Funding will come from a variety of sources, including grants and tax credits. It's sunny and windy in Pueblo and along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.